Hey guys, welcome to another edition of the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast. This is a ministry of Sugar Hill Church located right outside of Atlanta. And so if you're in our area and you don't attend here, we'd love to invite you to one of our gatherings this Sunday morning at 9:30 or 11. On these podcasts, we simply take 4 or 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week, and our hope is they would be encouraging to you. If they have been, if this is something that you believe in, would you help us spread the word? One easy way to do that is to go to the iTunes podcast store to look at the podcast and leave a review, leave a star rating, and then drop a couple of comments in there. That would be super helpful in helping other people find out about it and connecting with it. Well, today I want to talk about this idea of being scared of shadows. When I was a kid, we had a dog that we found just wandering around, and it became our family pet. And we named it Shadow because literally it was afraid of its own shadow. Well, there's a verse from the Old Testament that I've heard a lot recently at funerals, and it's so appropriate. It says in Psalm 23, verse 4, even though I walk through the valley of the, here's our word, the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. There's a lot of things that we walk through in life, but one common source of stress and anxiety in our life is anything related to loss. You can lose your job, you can lose your health, you can lose your money, your reputation, or even a loved one. Now, when people go through loss, there are probably two reactions that surface the most. One is fear, and the second one is grief. Now, though we don't like to admit it a lot, grief is actually good. Grief is the way that we get through the transitions of life. God's hardwired that within us. And in fact, if we don't grieve, we get stuck. Now, grief will not kill you if you let it out. It can be a really good thing. But on the other end of the spectrum is fear. And fear is actually a really bad thing. Think about it this way. Not once in the Bible does it say, grieve not, sorrow not, weep not, or cry not. But what it does say is it does say fear not, and it says it over 360 times. Why is that? Well, grief doesn't paralyze, but fear does. And so when we go back to our verse, David says in Psalm 23, verse 4, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. And your rod, your staff, they comfort me. And so this is the imagery of a shepherd. And when a shepherd was with his sheep, a shepherd always carried a rod and it always carried a staff. And the reason for these two things was to protect their sheep. And so David knew in that same way, God has tools to protect us. And so he trusted God even in the darkest valleys. Now, I don't know where you're at right now, but maybe you're going through the valley of the shadow right now. And maybe it's not death, it could be, but it may be the shadow of debt. It may be the valley of the shadow of conflict. It may be the valley of the shadow of depression. It may be the valley of the shadow of discouragement. I don't know what that valley is, but what I do know is that shadows are scary. I don't know if you were afraid of shadows when you were a kid, but can you imagine just lying there in bed and just being afraid of shadows? I've learned a few things about shadows. One is that shadows can't hurt you. They can't. We're afraid of them, but they can't. As a kid, we're terrified, but they cannot hurt you. And the second thing is that shadows are always bigger than their source. Here's the good news. When there's a shadow, there's also light. You can't have a shadow without there being light. And so the key is when you're going through the valley of the shadow, whatever that shadow is, it's to turn your back on the shadow and look at the light. Because as long as you keep your eyes on the light, and we know that Jesus is the light of the world, when you keep your eyes on the light, the shadow won't scare you. That's how you go through the valley of the shadow of death. That's how you go through the valley of the shadow of debt, the valley of the shadow of conflict, the valley of the shadow of depression or discouragement. The way that you do that is to fix your eyes on the light of the world. That's how you lower your stress. You begin to trust God in the dark valleys, just like David, who prayed in Psalm 142, verse 3, when I'm ready to give up, he knows what I should do. Today, keep your eyes on the light of the world. Well, I hope you have a great day. If you're walking through one of these valleys right now, and you would like for us as a team to come alongside you and pray for you, we'd be honored to do that. Simply drop us an email, prayer@sugarhillchurch.com. prayer@sugarhillchurch.com. Thanks for being here today. We'll see you back here tomorrow for Friday's edition of the Weekday Podcast.